This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. The free agent craze. I think all the big moves have happened now. And now it's about filling out the rest of it. If you're watching on the stream, this is kind of funny because B's chair is empty and he's over here trying to find golf. Damn it.
Got it, baby.
Shout out to Ponte Vedra, the Players Championship.
Yeah.
TPC Sawgrass. Gonna be fun to watch. Good morning, Brian.
What up, brother? What's happening?
I want to start, dude, by saying congratulations to American University and Dwayne Simpkins.
They handled business, dog.
It was very cool, man. What was funny is,
did you hear DA?
I did not.
You didn't hear
him? What, on the broadcast?
No, I'm just saying, you know, Simpkins said, I think, in the thing that he could hear him in the arena.
Not last night, because that joint was full.
Oh, it was full last
yeah,
night. All right,
different story.
All right. There we go.
What was really cool is, so we had Simpkins. Congratulations to the entire AU community, right? That's just got to be so fun and so cool.
Yeah.
We had Simpkins on the Altcast the other night, whenever I did the Altcast. And then yesterday I was over there for Channel 4, and I kind of got turned around. Like, I ended up on the wrong elevator. It was like me and the Patriot League director of officiating.
I can see you
on
doing
a freight elevator.
Like that too.
I just followed this dude that seemed to know where he was going. And then finally, we just bumped into Coach Simpkins in the hallway.
He knew where he was going.
No, he didn't.
You just didn't know where you were going.
The guy I followed
didn't know where he was going.
We ended up on the loading dock. So he did not know where he basically, he needed a key that neither of us had. So then we went back up. Then we run into Coach Simpkins. He knew where he was going. Got us where we needed to go. Couldn't have been cooler or nicer. And, dude, that was about 2 hours before tip-off, and he was just chill, man.
He's chill. Like, who are these dopes?
Dude, in year two, to do that, year two is pretty damn impressive, man.
Yeah.
They're going to the tournament. I was watching
new
last
voice,
night.
New voice, baby, new voice.
I think it's the projections anyway were like a 14, 15 seed. The way they could shoot, man, I wouldn't want to see them if I was a two or a three. You wonder, I think Mason starts today in the A-10 tournament. Dwayne Simpkins and Tony Skin are going to be very, very hot commodities. White Brian says AU is going to be a 16. Brian, your microphone.
Yeah, we might need
on.
You to put that mic on, my Brian.
Whip smart this kid.
Yeah.
Why are you saying AU's a 16?
They don't really respect the Patriot League. They is in the committee. I think they're good enough not to be in the first four, but they'll be a 16.
Then that could be a problem for somebody playing them.
They should respect the Patriot League. I feel like Bucknell's had success. I feel like there have been Patriot League successes. I'm not just talking to Donald Foyle.
We got league snobs sometimes, you know.
Well, whatever. I think they'll get a 15, White Brian. We'll put your knowledge to
I
the
think
test.
Y'all should just wager on it. Jay, you don't have to worry about losing much if you lose.
Yeah.
It'll be 25
when Brian
cents.
Going big, it'll be 50 cents.
He'll go high. You
two
this
units.
Time. 62 cents.
All right, that's fine. I get everything but 16. You get 16 for a whole dollar?
Sounds good.
Oh, action.
Ooh.
Just really cool for everybody over there and spending some time at Bender and kind of walking around yesterday. I got a theory for you. So of the smaller colleges, right, like obviously Maryland and Georgetown are much larger.
Yeah.
But AU, GW, and Mason all kind of, I don't know this, but they feel like they are similar size. I guess Mason, because they have a lot of commuters, is actually massive. But AU kind of is its own little campus, its own little part of the city. GW is like part of kind of downtown State Department, Washington. And then Mason just feels very suburban. It's kind of interesting. They're all three like very unique little locales. I enjoyed being over there yesterday.
Yeah. And then I used to go over there a good bit when my boy Summer's here.
And then it's even cooler when they win. They're going to the tournament. Tournament bids are starting to fill up. It's going to be a ton of fun. We got college hoops all day. Might have to start gambling. I think that's our way to stay very interested. Maybe White Brian can give me some winners. He was right about Baylor yesterday. Whose ass they kick? Kansas State, maybe?
Yep, Kansas State.
The real money's in the college basketball unders if you're actually interested. But for us, let's get down to free agency. The biggest moves Washington made were actually trades, okay?
Yeah.
And if you want to be the amount of, like, syntax warriors about, like, well, that's not free agency, it's a trade.
I think it's just as much free agency as anything else. You made the move because it's a great time to do it.
Right.
So I think it's all free agency.
So the two biggest moves, the two headlines are Debo and Tunsil. Tunsil is the best offensive lineman in Washington since Trent.
Trent.
Debo is an absolutely different kind of threat that I am really excited to see in Cliff Kingsbury's offense.
He's a Swiss Army knife.
People, I guess, disagree with me on this. I think the Debo trade is better because you gave up so little. Like, to me, Debo is no risk, all reward. The Tunsil trade, Tunsil's the better player, but you gave more up. So it was more of an even playing field for the Tunsil trade, whereas Debo, I think, has an opportunity to be an outright steal.
It could be. I mean, even Tunsil could end up being a steal. You know, the fact that you get him, if he plays top five left tackle ability and you got a fourth round pick for him, I think it evens out.
It might.
Yeah.
I got my move. You got your move. That's fair. I think beyond that, when you start getting into the signings, we did have more signings yesterday. I think we've all talked at length about Kinlaw. I think most folks will tell you Kinlaw, that's the one signing that seems to have the fan base the most split, I would say. Will Harris, I think people are large. Hell, Chris Russell's excited about Will Harris.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Russell's the king of the haters.
I like him because he's a thumper.
Yeah. Yesterday, a few more moves. I think right when we got off the air, Marcus Mariota. I think bringing Mariota back is great.
Yeah.
Clearly, there was a bond. There was a friendship. There was a real kind of just like-minded spirit in that quarterback room.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I think
Mariota also feels valued and he trusts the people above him. You know, how he got pissed in Atlanta because they weren't telling him all the same, the truth. They've handled him very much respectfully here. You know, and then he knows what his role is, and he and Jaden have a connection.
Totally agree with that. I think it's important in the discourse on Mariota. I add this almost parenthetically, but I do think it's worth pointing this out. I think Jaden would have been Jaden with or without Mariota. I think it's a great piece to have.
Yeah, but you got to realize, though, having a veteran presence around you that has basically walked the same path that you're walking. Second round pick, Heisman Trophy winners.
Sure. Second overall pick.
A person that can step in here and actually talk to you on a level that you are at. Now, Jaden is a talent, but did Marcus help him get along the way quicker or make that thing seem more smoother for him?
Sure.
I would think so based off of what I saw throughout the season. And then when Jaden was tired at the time, he went over and talked to him. That little conversation right there tells me those dudes have a lot more conversation than just in the meeting room.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I think the whole quarterback room, Driscoll, Hartman, Tavita Pritchard, David Blau, Cliff Kingsbury, I think it's pretty damn remarkable that after the success they had in year one, assuming Driscoll comes back, we'll see how that finishes. But of all the major parties in that room, everybody's coming back.
Yeah.
All of them. Yeah. Like that is just the amount of turnover in the NFL year to year, on average, something changes. And in that room where you have this tremendous amount of success, Cliff has multiple interviews, Blau has multiple requests. Mariota, I am confident, had a market in lots of places. I think once the Raiders traded for Geno, it changed a lot of things. Fields took the Jets. Darnold took the Seahawks. Like, I do think kind of the musical chairs of quarterback carouseling broke Washington's way. But still, he could have gone lots of places. One thing that I think really needs to be clarified, and I've said this before, I want to say it again. If you think Mariota was benched in Atlanta because of performance, I got a bridge to sell you. Mariota was benched in Atlanta because ownership started putting pressure on leadership, and hey, we got to what is this league? Self-preservation.
Yep.
And late in the year when things don't look like they're going your way, what do? Throw a rookie quarterback out there and say, hey, man, we got to invest some time with this kid.
Uh-huh.
So if you think Mariota got benched in Atlanta and you wonder why perhaps he was frustrated late in that year, that is nothing more than back office politics of the NFL. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I feel the need
to
clarify that, but people should know the truth.
Everybody's coming back may also tell you how comfortable people are with this whole new regime, ownership, coaching, everything, how much they respect it. Because I guarantee you, in the previous one, everybody wouldn't come back.
Sure. And a lot of it comes down to cash, yeah, too. Let's not be naive.
It comes down to cash, but
sure, the money's
a
right.
Lot of times, you are willing to go back to a place where you feel damn comfortable with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're just going on vacation, if you had a great vacation, you'll go back there.
Mm-hmm.
If the bed was itchy and the food sucked, you're looking somewhere else.
Quickly.
Mariota gets to $8 million. One year, $8 million. Makes a lot of sense to me. The other thing that I think is really worth pointing out in the Mariota conversation, when he was on the field, he was excellent.
Yeah, totally.
Dude.
He balled out.
You know, the second half of the Cowboys game.
He balled, dog.
There was a very real conversation going on in the press box. You know, they're going to have to play Philly in the first round until that last second drive. Uh-huh. Like, it looked like they were going to lose to Dallas.
The big run and the damn throw at the end.
The throw to Terry. Yeah. That throw to Terry broke the franchise single season receiving touchdown record. Mariota was great. I mean, just his numbers this year. In three games. So I think of the Carolina game and certainly the Dallas game. And I think he got in one that was just a blowout. Maybe it was against Cleveland. In three games, Mariota completed 77% of his passes for 364 yards, four touchdowns, no picks. I mean, from a straight backup quarterback perspective, roughly 44 attempts would be a heavy pass game. But that's roughly a game's worth of numbers. 34-44. For 364 and four touchdowns would be a hell of a contest.
Hell yeah.
And that doesn't even include, I mean, what were his rushing numbers? Just that one run against Dallas had to be a 40-yarder.
Oh, yeah, about 40, 45.
All right, so in 18 rush attempts, he went for 92 yards and a touchdown. Six first downs on 18 carries. I love numbers like that.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you it's effective. Damn, how long do you think that Dallas run was? I just looked it up.
45?
I thought it was like 45, 50. It's 33.
That was all?
Yeah.
I thought it was 45 yards.
So did I.
Well, it measured that at right. The moment it happened.
It got you there. I think the Mariota signing, not once I started seeing the way the quarterback carousel was going, I wasn't necessarily surprised by it. But I think it's a really positive move for the team. The quarterback carousel still spinning. Your boy Aaron Rodgers. So last night,
I'm hearing he's going to Pittsburgh.
You think it's Pittsburgh?
I was told this morning he was looking for some type of merchandise deal in Pittsburgh. Why would he be doing it in Pittsburgh if he's not going there?
What merchandise deal? Membership
know.
At Oakmont? Like what's he trying to get?
Merchandise is something dealing with him making some more money. I'm sure.
I'm sure. Last night, I made just a cheap zing joke on Twitter. These pictures emerged of Aaron Rodgers on the beach considering his future. Okay? Like, everything this dude does is so dramatic.
Why does he have a blanket on the beach?
I mean, if you're in Cali, the beaches are kind of cold. Wind's blowing.
If it's cold, I'm not going on the beach.
Sometimes I like seeing the waves. I go on the beach when it's cold.
Hey.
But I made a cheap joke about...
He has on shorts and no shirt. If it was that cold, he would have on a different attire.
That's fair. He's using wired headphones to listen to music, presumably. Maybe he's listening to Joe Rogan or whatever he's doing. I don't know. And I made a cheap joke like, yo, this dude's made $400 million, can't get some AirPods. The amount of people that responded to me telling me about the danger of AirPods, it was a joke, people. Please relax.
Hey,
Save your...
If the AirPod got danger, guess what? The one with wire got danger, too.
But then your cell phone has danger. Everything's got danger.
Everything got danger, but, you know, it's like...
In the world of...
I told you, bro, you could say the sky is blue, and it will be blue, and the people will have 200,000 people tell you it's not. He'll come up with another color.
Jamin Davis just got a deal with the Jets. 1-year deal. Now, you know, it's new leadership with the Jets. They like what they see. I want to run through, because we paid so much attention to Tunsil and Debo. Obviously, Allen now with the Vikes. I want to run through some of these other signings and see what they got, who these guys are, a little bit of local ties. See who's still out there. One signing I don't want to say hoped for, but I thought would check a lot of boxes was Tank Lawrence. He has signed with Seattle. He's gone. I don't know if we addressed it. Big Luke got a deal with the Browns, Cornelius Lucas. I think once you trade for Tunsil, Wiley probably becomes that backup swing tackle. I don't know. Let's figure out what Trent Scott
is. Riley might be playing another position until Cosby come back.
Right. Wiley might be your right guard.
Yeah.
But then eventually Cosby comes back and maybe he's your backup swing tackle. You still have, Trent Scott is still a free agent, so that's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out. I believe Michael Dieter is a free agent. Now, that's a dude, you got to have a backup center. If any Burgundy and Gold fan is unaware of that, just go back to the days when Chase Roullier was getting hurt. And the lack of a backup center was big trouble. We're just getting warmed up. Going to open these phone lines up. 10:45. We're going to run through all the signings then. It's your turn. You tell us. Best signing, worst signing. What are you excited for? What do you want them to do next? It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.